The Tucson Symphony Orchestra welcomes guest pianist Gabriela Martinez Friday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. in the Tucson Music Hall. The program's title is Bach, Bees, and Beethoven, and marks the debut with the orchestra for the soloist and conductor Tanya Miller. A graduate of the Juilliard School, Ms. Martinez was a semifinalist in the 12th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, also garnering a jury discretionary award there. Her orchestral debut was at the age of 7, and she has appeared subsequently on radio and television programs, along with her solo performances with a number of orchestras. Welcome, Gabriela. Why don't you tell us a bit about the Beethoven Piano Sonata that you're performing with the Tucson Symphony this weekend?
Sure, and thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure to be in Tucson, and I'm really excited about the concerts and collaborating with the symphony and Tanya. So this Friday and Sunday, I will be performing the Beethoven Piano Concerto number 5. I don't have anything to do with the bees in the first piece, but I'm really looking forward to hearing it. Now, the Beethoven Concerto is one of my all-time favorite concertos. I love Beethoven's music, and I'm really excited to be able to tell the story and collaborate in this piece.
Well, describe the music to us. What are the highlights that really make you sing as a pianist, that really bring out the fever in you about the music?
Well, you know, I feel that in this piece, Beethoven, it's really special because in it, Beethoven really evokes a full range of emotions. And the way that he does that is by such brilliant composition and structure. He bases a lot of the melody, a lot of the piece on this theme. And when you listen to it throughout, he includes it millions of times. But he's such a compositional genius that he really morphs it into many different moods and atmospheres. And that's something that's really special. He also writes many cadenzas for the piano. It's actually very interesting because he was not the person who premiered this concerto. And he was such a stickler for having really what he wanted performed that he wrote out all of the cadenzas for the pianist so that he would make sure to play exactly what he wanted. So he includes 3 cadenzas in the first movement that repeat a second time. And it's just a really beautiful piece in that it includes many different moods and stories. It's really wonderful.
When you and I were talking earlier, you mentioned that you had an amusing story to tell.
Well, it's amusing now looking back at it, but one of my favorite musical moments so far happened 2 summers ago. I get a call from my manager on, I think it was a Thursday, and she says, "Hi, Gabby, what are you doing next weekend?" I said, "Hi, Marianne, I don't have any plans. Why?" She says, "Well, there's a possibility of playing a Mozart concerto with the Chicago Symphony at Ravinia. Would you be interested?" I said, "Of course. Sounds great. Thanks. I'll talk to you later." Hang up the phone. And then I think, wait, she did not tell me which concerto, but any concerto sounds great. So I get a call back a few hours later that say, "Gabby, congratulations, you got it. It's the Mozart 12th Piano Concerto. Next weekend, Itzhak Perlman is conducting Chicago Symphony at Ravinia." I say, "Great, I can't wait." I hang up the phone and immediately think, oh boy, I've never played that piece before. So I was currently at my uncle's house in New Jersey visiting. I didn't have a piano. I didn't have a computer or anything. So I borrow a computer from my cousin, and she has a little keyboard that has like 50 keys. And there's this wonderful project on Wikipedia that a lot of scores are available. And I look up the score, try to play it on her 50-key keyboard, and sure enough, I've never played this piece before. But I said, you know what? I'm really excited to learn it. And 8 days later, I was playing it at Ravinia, and it was one of my favorite experiences just because I'm so excited and blessed to share music that every chance that I get and have the opportunity to do that, I'm just really excited and cherish every moment.
Well, playing with Perlman and playing at Ravinia must have been wonderful. For the listeners who don't know about Ravinia, describe that music festival.
Well, I believe it is the oldest outdoor music festival in the States. And it's a really lovely amphitheater that is outdoors. And it's such a special experience. There are a lot of cicadas, and it's really neat because you're playing and you're making music with in the outdoors, in this just really lovely, wonderful place. So it's a really, really special experience.
Guest pianist Gabriela Martinez joins the Tucson Symphony Orchestra and guest conductor Tanya Miller Friday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. in the Tucson Music Hall. Ms. Martinez will be the soloist for Beethoven's Emperor Piano Concerto No. 5 in a program that also includes Arvo Pärt's If Bach Had Raised Bees and the Symphony No. 1 in E Minor of Jean Sibelius. Concert comments begin 1 hour prior to performances and are complimentary with tickets.